1935 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A denial. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hunter Biden calls it a ridiculous conspiracy that he got rich from a business deal in China, as President Trump has alleged.
This is literally has no basis in fact in any way.
Have you received any money from a business dealing?
No.
At all? Not one cent?
Not 1 cent.
As for Republicans also wondering how Hunter Biden got on the board of a Ukraine gas company while his father was vice president, ABC News' Amy Robach also asked him, did he have any Ukraine or natural gas expertise?
No, but I think that I had as much knowledge as anybody else who was on the board, if not more.
The House Democrats keep investigating the president's call to Ukraine's leader asking for a Biden investigation. In their impeachment inquiry, ex-Trump aide Fiona Hill was questioned yesterday.
Hill is the former senior director for Russian and Eurasian affairs who spent 10 hours in closed-door testimony Monday telling lawmakers that she confronted top Trump administration officials about the activities of President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. But Giuliani denies any wrongdoing, telling Fox News his contact with Ukrainian officials was set up with the State Department.
Fox's Sean Langell. Russia says it will not allow Turkish and Syrian government forces to clash. This as Turkey's military keeps bombing Kurdish targets in Syria. President Trump's warning he'll destroy Turkey's economy. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Vice President Mike Pence will lead a high-level delegation to Turkey to call on the nation's leader to stop its incursion into northern Syria.
Implement an immediate ceasefire and to begin to negotiate with Kurdish forces in Syria to bring an end to the violence.
This is the Trump administration implements sanctions on Turkey, including a 50% tariff on Turkish steel. And lawmakers work on a bipartisan package of penalties targeting the nation's leadership, as well as banning arms sales. Dave.
Rachel, the Fort Worth, Texas police officer who shot and killed a woman through the window of her own home on Saturday is now free on bond the morning after Aaron Dean quit and then was charged with murder. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
The manhunt continues around Silver Spring, Maryland, the day after a police officer was murdered.
Baltimore County Acting Police Chief Marcus Jones says they are looking at Officer Thomas Bamba's death as a homicide, but we'll see what conclusions they are led to.
Through medical examiner information, through further investigation, through information that we may be able to develop via a video.
Police say Bamba called in a confrontation with suspicious subjects. Chief Jones says Bamba was found shot at a parking garage.
We have no video at this time of evidence that shows any suspects.
Only Officer Bamba's gun was at the scene. Police do say the public is not in danger. Officer Bamba is survived by a wife and two children. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
That was in Montgomery County in Maryland. A former white police officer in Georgia was acquitted of murder in the 2015 shooting of a black man who was unarmed but naked. The jury did, however, find Robert Olson guilty of aggravated assault and other charges for shooting the man who was acting erratically outside an apartment complex. Olson could get more than 30 years in prison. A man who died in Ireland gets one last laugh at his mourner's expense.
There's something about Irish funerals, especially when the dearly departed was a lifelong prankster. As mourners gathered for Shea Bradley's burial in Dublin, they suddenly heard him.
Let me out! Hello!
It was a recording, of course. Shea's daughter Andrea says it was her father's dying wish to give his friends one last laugh. Jack Callahan,
Fox News. On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures are moving higher before the opening bell. In baseball's playoffs, the Washington Nationals are on the brink of their first trip to the World Series after beating St. Louis 8-1 to take a 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. They could finish the sweep of the Cardinals tonight. Today, earlier, Game 3 of the American League Series, Houston and New York tied 1-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. There have now been a total of 4 swastikas found on the University of Illinois campus in the last week. The News Gazette says 2 more swastikas were reported Friday to University of Illinois police. Police don't know how long they were there. One was on the elevator in Weston Hall. The other was on a study table in the Aces Library. Police say right now they don't have a reason to think the incidents are related to each other. A big start to the 2021 football season. It'll kick off in Ireland against the Cornhuskers. This is the first football game Illinois will play outside the United States. It is set for August 28th, 2021 at Aviva Stadium in Dublin. Stone Creek Church is offering free car fit checks to older drivers on Thursday afternoon from 1 until 4. Checks are being offered to all licensed drivers ages 65 and up who owned registered vehicles. It's designed to keep older drivers on the road as safely as possible. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
And now your weather, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, 2 locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey with the weather.
Morning, Stevie. Partly cloudy to start, and then more clouds and a 40% chance of showers late. We've got a high 66 today, down to 40 tonight. Only up to 54 tomorrow, down to 36. More fall-like conditions on Wednesday. Partly cloudy. We've got sunshine expected on Thursday with a high 60. 65 Friday, up close to 70 on Saturday for the Illini Wisconsin game for homecoming. Right now we're at 43 on ESPN 93.5.
I think America is starting to bet on Wisconsin. They lined open in the 20s. It's now 31, meaning people are saying, I'll take that bet. Okay, I got to talk about Ireland. We'll do that in just a bit.
Yes.
Cardinals are facing elimination tonight. Happy they got here. Don't think they're a great team. I think it illuminates the fact that they're a good baseball team, but they're not what a hot Nationals team is. I think Nationals could win it all because they're pitching and they're hot. Hot beats better every time, and the Nationals are hot. And the Cardinals just have weaknesses. They just don't have great, great players. They're a good darn team, and they made an amazing season out of it based on some real gaps in May and June. But for them to score 1 earned run in 3 games is not surprising, not shocking to me. And frankly, the run they scored in game 2 probably shouldn't have happened either. So in other words, they got shut out in 27 innings of baseball. They're not great hitters.
Right.
They're good Major League Baseball players, but they don't have the marquee guys of the Houstons and the Yankees. Nationals are hot. I don't think they're a great team either. They got great pitching. But they're hot as a firecracker.
Mm-hmm. So game 4 tonight in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yep, and listen, good work. They got there a number of years ago before the Cubs won the World Series. They got to this point, got swept by the Mets. So what happens, team gets on a roll. It's really hard to stop that steam engine. And I don't think the Cardinals can win tonight. If they do, they go tomorrow afternoon and skip another drive show. So that's not so good for us. I hope they win. I hope they extend it to 5. I just think you've just met your match. Really, really difficult to play the Washington Nationals right now. Cardinals, again, have gone way farther. Didn't think they'd make the playoffs. They won the Central. They won the first round with Atlanta. And they've met their match at this point. And stranger things have happened, but not a lot in sports. 3-0. It happened once. Yankees came back on Boston. Or was it Boston came back on the Yankees? No, it was Boston came back on the Yankees. Down 3-0. Boston won four straight and won the World Series. And I think they might have beat the Cardinals.
Huh.
So, possible, but again, you're looking at that lineup and you're going, Dexter Fowler, whoa, poor kid. Yeah, not so good. Got struck out on three pitches when the controversy was, he shouldn't be leading off three pitches, he strikes out. He didn't have a very good night again. And you know what? Again, it's kind of what's happened. Anyway, we'll have the game on. Hopefully it's not the last one, might be, but we got into middle October. And I think with this team, that's an amazing deal.
Okay.
All right. Political campaigns know where you are. They're tracking your iPhone.
What?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you have to be engaging with them to get that going. When Donald Trump took the stage last month in Fayetteville to support Republican candidate Dan Bishop in a special election, thousands of people showed up. Mr. Bishop was seeking their support. An outside Republican group was looking for something more. It wanted data. Unknown to the crowd, the Committee to Defend the President, a Republican political action committee that supports Mr. Trump, they had hired a company to collect unique identification numbers from attendees' smartphones that evening. Based on location data, those phones are sending to third parties. The goal was to target ads, add people to drive them to the poll the next day. Mr. Bishop won by 3,800 votes. The PAC now plans to use the technique, which is called geofencing. We've heard of that.
Yes.
In the run-up to the 2020 presidential election, about half a dozen swing states, to find people who may not be registered to vote, said its chairman, Ted Harvey. We've had Ted on. It's another aggressive, on-the-ground effort to get these people identified. Mr. Harvey said, Democrat and Republican candidates, political parties, and outside groups are increasingly tapping into a new source of data as they gear up for the 2020 run. It's your smartphone. It is allowing more granular and sometimes invasive voter targeting that has been used before. Armed with the data, campaigns can track down and segment potential voters based on apps they use and places they have been, including rallies, churches, and gun clubs. In some cases, voters might see an ad on their mobile phone, and others, companies can match data to a specific person, allowing campaigns to determine who gets a fundraising call or a knock on the door. Hmm. And I don't know what you can do about it, except maybe go to Idaho, live in a cabin, and get unplugged from the grid. Because we live in a time when you are keeping your data open so that people can find your phone, people can find you, all these other things, and I guess that's available based on your proximity. Political consultant Lillian Salerno, more than 20 years of experience in political strategy, including what she learned running for Congress herself. Hi, Lillian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, we live in this age of, you know what, I know where you are because you left your Find Me thing on your iPhone. So data and geofencing, that's just a new way of life, and it's a new way to gather data. It's a little creepy, but I don't have to buy in to permission this if I've got my app and my settings right, right? I mean, that's just the way it is.
Pretty much. I mean, you can leave your phone at home, and that might help you.
Well, actually, I said if you want to get away from this, go to Idaho, build a cabin, and go unplugged. You can do it.
Yeah, I think people are looking at that. I think a lot of people are recognizing that this has been used on them when they go look for, you know, in a hotel in a new city, or they're looking for a new car, and then they all of a sudden, you know, they go to a car dealership, and then they get, you know, swarmed with Facebook ads and on their Instagram feed, you know, advertisements about cars. Now that just that same kind of model is now in a close election year, you know, it could make the difference. And so folks are taking it real seriously as to what that data represents and how they can utilize it to help their person that they want to win. For example, by doing a geofence around a Trump rally, around the Biden rally, around the Elizabeth Warren rally, one would be able to know, you know, what the history of those phones would show them is where those people shopped and where they, you know, what part of the city they lived in. And that might, through a certain kind of an analytic, dictate the kind of messaging that resonates and exactly who that person is going to vote for.
You can tell where I shop. based on geofencing?
Yes, location. Right. So it's, again, location.
But you have to be within proximity. I mean, you can't go to the history of my thing just for standing at a rally, can you?
Yes.
Well, then it's go find all the child pornographers. I mean, why? I mean, if you can geofence that, you can geofence for get the bad guys. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can do with that.
I think there are. They're trying. They're just now. I mean, the Wall Street Journal article that sort of covered this idea of geofencing by a Trump PAC, I think Political Action Committee that supported Trump. They just put it out there that this was being used. I mean, it's a sophisticated model.
Yeah.
I think the Democrats are certainly using it also. And it's just, again, this idea of data, the data being used to try to get results. So, they are able to see what you've been doing for the last 6 months.
That is unbelievable. Tell me who I am and my home address and all the stuff.
Well, I think there's some kind of a question whether they know where you live. It's supposed to be private, but certainly they have enough information to know a lot about you. And, it's one of those things that, I think we do it unwittingly. We're carrying around big, sophisticated computers. So I think the cure is that if you don't want this tracking, you can certainly leave your phone at home.
You say, leave my phone at home. I'm addicted. Are you kidding me? You leave your pants at home, but you don't leave your phone at home. I mean, man, there's no way we're addicted. This is just the way it is, Lillian, and people can get whatever they want because people would give it up versus leave their phone at home. They ain't doing that.
Well,
not happening
that's
anymore.
Right.
Lillian, nice meeting you. How can people connect with Lillian Salerno?
I do a podcast in Texas called Pod Bless Texas, and you can connect through me with there. So anyway, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Lillian. Nice meeting you. Well, that's your fright of the morning. They know where you are as if they – listen, you push in Google Maps on your home, it shows the front porch.
I know it.
There is no privacy anymore. It's a joke. Let's go. Sports headlines.
Big Brother's watching, Stevie.
Every minute. So whatever you're doing on there that isn't any good, people know about it.
I know you were talking about the Nationals beating St. Louis. We got a text in from Brian talking about Boston swept St. Louis out of the World Series. They won 8 straight games after losing 3 against the
Yankees. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Good job, Brian.
So game 4 after 7 tonight here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, 16 strikeouts by the Nationals pitchers is way, way too many.
12 of those by their starter and winner, Steven Strasburg. Strasburg threw 117 pitches over 7 innings. He gave up 1 unearned run to the Cardinals, 7 hits. He didn't walk anybody. He had 12 punch-outs. Fernando Rodney, 2, and Tanner Rainey, the other 2, as the Nationals beat the Cardinals 8-1, forcing a do or die for the Cardinals in game 4 behind Dakota Hudson.
He is 16-7 during the regular season. He'll be opposed by Patrick Corbin, the left-hander, who was 14-7, and we'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:10, and then the play-by-play at 6:55 for the 7:05 start. The Nationals have gone up 3-0 on the Cardinals, and it'll be an elimination game for the Redbirds tomorrow. Their back is against the wall as Dakota Hudson will go to the mound.
He has earned the distinction as the greatest catcher in Cardinals history. What other superlatives define Yadier Molina? Adam Wainwright, champion. Matt Carpenter,
teammate.
Mike Schilt,
no doubt, Hall of Famer.
Willie McGee,
the face of the franchise.
He's the one, the only Yadier Molina, and he's being honored with a one-of-a-kind tribute in the 2019 Cardinals yearbook. Pick up this exceptional salute to an extraordinary talent at cardinals.com/publications or 314-345-9000.
American League Series tied at a game apiece. Yankees and Astros going at it today, too. Packers over the Lions 23-22.
Ooh, that was some game.
Uh-huh.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 66, low 40. 40% chance of showers, especially later. Starting out partly cloudy. Partly cloudy for tomorrow and cooler with a high 54, low 36. Up towards 60 with mostly sunny conditions on Thursday. We're currently at 43 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Fighting the Illini are going to play football in Ireland. A little on that coming up. Stand by. It's Tuesday. Ask the Vet. Dr. Todd Likens in a half an hour. 7:20 now.
I'm Zira Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Johnson & Johnson and J.P. Morgan Chase both reported a stronger-than-expected summer quarter. United Health Group is reporting a better-than-expected quarter, and the company is raising its forecast for this year. Southwest Airlines pilots now believe the Boeing 737 MAX planes won't return to service until February or even later. That's weeks later than Boeing and airlines have predicted. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says it believes issues with European regulators are being resolved, but several other steps are necessary, including a 15-day public comment period. Google is revealing its new phone today. Reports say the new device will be loaded with artificial intelligence technology and will have a powerful camera. The price reported to be $999. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
All on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery, and have a nice day.
Yeah, Houlihan's Restaurant's got it going on tonight.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. From 4 to 6, they always have their happy apps and drink specials. And then again from 9 to close, the Jaybirds entertaining us every Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 7:30. They have a local act on stage. And when I was visiting with Ann last week at Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center, we were talking about all the shows and things like that. For instance, Jim Gaffigan is coming up Thursday night. It's so nice to have a meal right before the show and have your parking right there. The brunch menu from 9 to 2. And the holiday parties. You might want to think about that right now and get things booked. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary's Road.
Okay, we had Josh Whitman out here twice yesterday in the Jeremy Warner Show and also Dan Piper on the drive. Now seeing the August 28, 2021 Nebraska-Illinois game in Dublin.
That's right.
Dublin, Ireland. Packages are already ready to go. I don't know what to say. Yes, Ireland, yes, thumbs up. Illinois, it's unfortunate timing because the football team is not winning and it's a tough road ahead. But the idea of it I like.
Yeah.
Losing a home game hurts, you know, obviously. Uh-huh. And I know they put thoughtful consideration into all that stuff because you think about the hotels and restaurants on a good weekend. Some of the numbers we're drawing right now isn't as impactful as it used to be. But Josh Whitman is planning on success. He's done everything he's supposed to do, assuming the evolution of the football team to winning. So I would propose that our athletic director has kind of done what he's supposed to do. He just assumed the football would be more successful at this time, and it hasn't been. And so I would almost say Josh has done his work, Lovey hasn't done his. I mean, that's a very candid way to say it. But he has gone forward with all the Smith and all these stuff at the planet, going overseas and doing this forward thinking of a program that's at a different level.
Well, I want to say on ESPN 93.5, he said the planning for Ireland started in 2017.
Well, but you kept thinking the football team's going to get better, we're going to do better, we're going to listen. If we don't win more football games, you can dance on your head with $1,000 bills in your socks. It won't matter. It just isn't going to matter. You have to win. Everybody knows that. You just got to do it. And if you don't do it, none of this, it's just the... I mean, you go to Maui to watch Illinois basketball because it's Hawaii and, we're pretty good.
Right.
But you don't necessarily... You want to go to Ireland because Ireland's wonderful. But...
Text in from Ken. And lastly, if I'm going to Ireland, I'm not wasting my time watching a crappy Illinois team.
Listen, that is the candid answer, is that if I go, do I have to go to the football game? Isn't that awful? So you're assuming what Josh did is he assumed success. And I listen, when they hired Lovey, I thought it was great. I said, kids are going to want to play for an NFL guy that's gone to the Super Bowl and has won a Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator. So far, it hasn't worked as planned. That's all you can say. It's not like anybody's not trying. It just isn't that easy. And then kids do that, and they do this, and they leave, and they come, and they go, and they just don't make grades. They talk to the girlfriend. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into an athletic team.
Mm-hmm.
And the margin is not that big between winning and losing. We saw that against Nebraska. So I love the concept, love the idea, love the forward thinking. It's just you've got to have a team that's with it.
Right.
It's got to follow the grand plan, and you've got to win. That's just it.
You hardly ever give this opportunity to the football guys, too. What is it, 100 people traveling?
No, more like probably 300.
Wow.
300 or so. What if the band goes? Can the band go?
That'd be awesome.
I mean, anyway, it's a big operation.
The Aer Lingus College Football Classic at the end of August 2021.
But I would say that there's not going to be great energy for the team. Great energy to go to Ireland, but at this minute, because of the unfortunate timing of four consecutive losses, again, what are you supposed to do about that? It takes years to plan stuff like this. You're kind of counting on a better team. We're supposed to be better than we are. What do? You hang in there. That's all you do. You strap it on and you try and play the best you can against one of the best teams in America this Saturday for homecoming. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you go to Purdue and you try and win. And then it's all you can do.
Yep, one game at a time.
I mean, ripping coaches and programs doesn't do me any good. I'm rooting for you. But the fact and the reality is stuff like this works with a better winning team. That's all. And maybe we turn it around and maybe next year. Listen, you get a run next year going. Ireland will work. People will jump on late. And there'll be availabilities. The urgency is, get your deposit down. Make sure it's not urgent. I'll see how we do. You know? It's like, how's the weather? You know?
If you are gung-ho, Illini, the number 2, Ireland.com, they're looking for a $250 deposit per person and getting their travel packages together.
Wouldn't have minded if Stevie J Travel would have had a run at that.
There you go.
We could have done that thing.
Maybe you can design something around it.
Well, we could do our own thing, but they've kind of got it set up.
Right.
Kind of wired.
But I mean, like a Larry Camphor off the beaten path.
We could do our own little thing and take 30, that kind of thing. All right. We've got somebody on about this whole Turkish invasion. I got to admit to you that I just don't have the background. I don't know the history of Syria and Turkey and the Kurds and the history with the Kurds and the Turks and all these things. So we're going to try and give you a few minutes on that next. We do have an offer for you this morning focused on business. If you're concerned about people getting into your stuff, which is kind of what we were talking about.
Security.
I'm giving out an opportunity for Area-Wide Technologies and my buddy Jeff Facer to come in and kind of check your stuff. They did it here in our building, and we get the report card tomorrow, a little nervous. But they've helped several businesses here in this offer. And the deal is they come and check you out. I put $1,000 toward any fixes. You might not need any, but you might need some software that runs you $400, $500, $600, $800, whatever it is. I'll pay that. So if you are a business that is in need of, I don't know what's happening. This is weird. I've never done this, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can text in Area-Wide if you have any interest in me giving you a chance to get a checkup and $1,000 toward any fixes. They'll come do the checkup for free. You don't have to do anything.
That's right.
But I'll give you the $1,000 if you need any work. Text in Area-Wide at 359-2255, 359-2255. If you're interested in this offer, you obviously have to be a decision maker or business owner or something. And it's nice to get some peace of mind. Do you have a firewall? I know. Who knows? Who knows that stuff?
What's a firewall?
Yeah. 359-2255. And with the hacking going on in this world, it'd be nice to get some peace of mind.
Yeah.
Text in Area-Wide if you're interested in the offer this morning. 359-2255. 359-2255. The news next, ESPN 93.5. It's Tuesday at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden's son is defending his work with companies in Ukraine and China, something President Trump once investigated in those countries. Hunter Biden tells ABC he didn't foresee the political implications.
Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some unethical lapse? Absolutely not.
He says he will not work for any foreign-owned company if his father's elected president.
Former Fort Worth, Texas police officer Aaron Dean is free on bond this morning, charged with the Tatiana Jefferson's murder.
She was playing video games with her nephew when Dean and another officer were sent to do a welfare check because her front door was open at 2 a.m. Police have released the officer's body cam video. Dean was not heard identifying himself as an officer on that video, and the interim police chief said there was no sign either officer who responded even knocked on the front door.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A big start to the 2021 football season. It'll kick off in Ireland against the Cornhuskers. This is the first football game Illinois will play outside the United States. It is set for August 28th, 2021 at Aviva Stadium in Dublin. Market Watch is out with a list of the best college towns in the country, and we are on it. To determine the best college towns in America for 2019, livability, and a BODO, and off And a BODO, an off-campus and young professional apartment search and ranked all U.S. cities with at least one college campus and a population of 20,000 to 350,000 based on several factors. Champaign is described as being a thriving city where 89% of grads from the University of Illinois were either working or continuing their education within 6 months of graduation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
All right, looking pretty good today. Partly cloudy, high 66. Showers late, low 40. 54 the high tomorrow. Partly cloudy, down to around 36. 60 the high on Thursday. Mostly sunny. Partly cloudy and a high 65 as we wrap up the week. 70 as we get into football weather for the Illini. Right now, the temperature's at 45 on ESPN 93.5.
Political commentator, president of the Turkish Heritage Organization, Ali Sinar. Ali, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on. All right, give me a little background as to what's happening. Why is Turkey invading Syria?
Sure. So last Sunday, President Erdogan and President Trump had a conversation, and Turkey has told President Trump that Turkey will have an operation against YPG, which is the small terrorist group, which some media calls Syrian Kurds, and Turkey's operation to ensure its border security, neutralize the terrorists in the region, and save Syrians from this oppression. So there is a kind of right now misinformation on the media that, you know, Turks are killing Kurds, which is not true. Turkey is hosting 3.6 million refugees, including 400,000 Kurds. This operation is mostly focusing on the terrorist group, which is also recognized by United States and European Union, because YPG and PKK, another terrorist organization, are linked together.
Okay, so part of the Kurds are deemed terrorists. You say not only does Turkey say it, but the rest of the world says it. Unfortunately, there's collateral damage with others dying as well. How does this end? When does it stop?
So yesterday, President Trump and President Erdogan spoke on the phone. Mike Pence and National Security Council O'Brien will be heading to Turkey tonight, and they will have meetings in Ankara tomorrow. So it seems like there is an open and sincere dialogue between two NATO allies' leadership, which is very important. So it seems like in a short-term period, Turkey will stop this operation and have an agreement with United States and NATO allies.
Okay.
And so it's the good news that, you know, there's a dialogue going on right now.
What about ISIS? What happens to all the prisoners, the 1,000 or so or whatever the number is, being held? Will they escape? Will they continue to wreak havoc on the West?
So right now, one prison that Turkey is capturing, there is a ISIS terrorist there. So there is no, like, they haven't escaped. However, YPG, which they were controlling the ISIS terrorists, we are hearing that they released some and threatened the United States. Even President Trump, 2 days ago, he tweeted and said, YPG wants us to be involved, threatening that they are going to release the ISIS terrorists. So President Trump wasn't even happy with YPG's threat. But overall, my understanding is many of the terrorists right now is under control. And to make sure that Turkey is also controlling and coordinating with United States and anti-coalition members.
Well, Allie, if President Trump essentially agreed to this, which is, I think, what you said, why then the threat of sanctions on the country of Turkey by the United States?
Because there's right now big pressure from the Congress side. I mean, overall, many members of Congress and Senate are not happy with President Trump withdrawing our U.S. soldiers from the region. Many of them say United States should be still in Syria. But as you know, President Trump, stop this war. I want my, you know, U.S. troops come back home. So there is a conflict. And now, right now, some of the elected officials are using this against Turkey. So President Trump made that sanction announcement yesterday, but it's very symbolic. It's not really harsh sanctions. And President Trump said, if Turkey stops, I'm going to remove these sanctions. So, as I said, because of the pressure internally, he has to do it.
Political commentator, president of the Turkish Heritage Organization, Ali Sinar, thanks for your minutes and explanation. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's just one of those things. You come to a crime scene if you're a police officer and you'd say, okay, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you say? Then what do you say? And kind of get both sides of this thing. He says, essentially, if you couldn't quite, he had a pretty thick dialect, that president kind of was in on, okay, that's fine, go get the YPG, which is a terrorist faction within the Kurds, and not necessarily the Kurds, which is, again, I got to do more. I just don't know the thousand-year history here. So there's obviously the, you know, Kurds want their own space in Syria or parts of Turkey, and they don't want that. Anyway, it's a long history. And to really grasp it and understand it, you almost have to be professorial to really get it. But the bottom line is Turkey is in Syria. Vice President Pence is going tonight to mediate. The threat of sanctions was all part of the pressure that Congress is applying on both sides of the aisle on the president for withdrawing. And I know the president doesn't want to continue these endless wars, because when would you ever leave anywhere? But do you pull out quickly like this? You stand down, you gradually decrease, but they say, well, we've left our allies in a lurch, they're being massacred, all these things, and there's a whole lot of Republicans that believe that too. I don't know. I think it is hard to get absolute information, but it does seem like, gosh, let's just leave today is quick. I mean, that doesn't. But apparently, if this has been in the works a while, again, that's something good reporting will uncover as time goes. 740 ESPN 93.5, we are giving a business a chance to work with Area-Wide Technologies. If you want a great company that's locally owned and operated for 20-plus years to come in and check your stuff, your computers, making sure that you're as strong as you can with defenses of people trying to hack in. And we hear hacking stories darn near daily.
Mm-hmm.
And if people like Capital One and these major financial companies are getting hacked in, I mean, they spend money on this. It's just tough. So make sure you have the very basics at the very least. Area-Wide will come in and do a checkup on your business computers and your networking. And if you need a fix, I'll kick $1,000 of my money in on it. And then you'll find a guy you can work with in Jeff Facer at Area-Wide. So text in Area-Wide if you're interested in this offer. Check my computers, my network, make sure I got a firewall, all those basic things. And if I need a fix, I'll pay up to $1,000. You don't have to do any of it, but I'll give you up to $1,000 to get stuff fixed if necessary. All right, 359-2255 to text Area-Wide in, 359-2255, 741. Sports headlines coming up. Could be the end of the line for the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. Details next.
Flowers are a calming presence. They shift a room into smelling fresh. It lifts the mood of its inhabitants. Blossom Basket understands how God's creation has those invisible qualities. Or even going to blossombasket.com gives you a sense of peace seeing those beautiful flowers on that screen. Head there today and the flowers will speak for themselves. Then you can order the flowers and feel those invisible qualities that makes Blossom Basket flowers so delightful.
Yeah, 744, sports headlines, not going to run the Cardinal rap. Feel bad for Mike Shannon, kind of bummed.
I didn't know whether he was just kind of deflated.
He might have a cold or something, but this is all you need to hear on why I'm not playing it again.
And it'll be an elimination game for the Redbirds tomorrow. Their back is against the wall as Dakota Hudson will go to the mound.
Oh, come on, man.
Not very
we can do
excited
it.
About
we
that.
We can do this thing.
Right.
Come on.
He's already given up.
No, he's seen this 1,000 times.
Uh-huh.
It's called steamroll.
Well, and remember when I said with all those runs that they got in the first inning, what was it, 10? When we were...
Atlanta?
Yeah. That, you know, did we burn our wig?
Well, no. It is... We're a limited team. It is not...
We haven't had hardly any hits since.
No, we really haven't. Now, got some hits last night. Still haven't scored a legitimate run in the whole series.
Right.
It is... Like Harry Carey used to say when the Cubs have a big hit, hey, save some of those for tomorrow.
Exactly. Nationals win 8-1 yesterday. Now we have a 7:05 start for game 4. Do or die for the Cardinals. As you mentioned, Dakota Hudson on the mound.
Come on. You can do it. Let's do this thing. Let's write a musical. Let's go.
There you go. New York Yankees and Houston Astros at 3:08 on the American League side, and that series is tied at a game apiece. NFL action. Wow, that 23-yard field goal is what the Packers needed to win 23-22 over the Detroit Lions, just cinching it at the end of the game. Aaron Rodgers for 24 of 39, 283 yards. Let's hope for a big game from the Illini in Wisconsin. 11 a.m., a lot of people... Because Wisconsin is number 6 in the nation. One guy texted in about the clubbing that we're going to get on Saturday. So, I mean, when there's lots of homecoming festivities going on.
It's a tough draw.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I think, you know, you're hoping you can battle and stuff. But the bottom line is this is a really special Wisconsin team. You know, great. Right?
Right. And, of course, the Illini heading to Ireland in 2021 with the Big Ten foe Nebraska as part of the Aer Lingus College Football Series in Dublin. That date is August 28th, 2021. That was announced yesterday here at our ESPN 93.5 studios. Blackhawks over Edmonton 3-1. New York Islanders beat the St. Louis Blues 3-2 in overtime. LeBron James is trending because of his comments of the NBA in China and that incident with Daryl Morey of Houston.
He talked about supporting Hong Kong and freedom, and the NBA kind of just messed up their whole week of showcase. They pulled him off television and internet.
Right.
And the bottom line is, how can Steve Kerr and others pound on President Trump and America and be so gracious as to not offend China? Here's the answer. It's called shoe sales. Okay, let's be honest. How many people are fans of the NBA? We have 330 million in this nation. What do we got? Maybe 30 million that really like the NBA occasionally?
Right? Yeah.
Come in maybe 10 million during the
fight? Okay, yeah.
There's 600 million that are actual fans in China. 600 million to my 30 million? Yeah. Let's keep China happy, shall we? What about the human? Mm-hmm. No, we don't know that for sure.
Right.
Listen,
well.
you can justify a whole lot when it comes down to shoe sales, man. It's the money. It's huge. It's billions. It's a bunch.
Well, from what I hear from LeBron saying, a cautionary tale of the repercussions of social media, that all makes sense.
Well, it's a general statement. It's a general statement. He doesn't want to talk about that. That's for other people to talk about the substance. That's what he said. So I don't want to talk about the substance. Well, why would you? You're the number one jersey sale in China. You're not going to come out and say, I have principles. I'm going to set the record straight. What they're doing is oppressive. No. Nobody will buy your jersey. They won't even sell it there. No. I've got to let other people talk about that. I'm kind of in the dark on that. Yeah, right.
Well, it's the classic case of everybody just do your job.
Well, and he did say it'd have been better if he tweeted that a week after we left.
Right.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, an award-winning dealership. That's really the message. That's your takeaway, is these guys are good. If you've not been to Honda BMW in the last few years, then you need to go. And then if you're going to buy a vehicle, just make them one of your stops. I mean, they got great. I mean, a whole lot of car dealerships have good lines of vehicles. Why don't you go where they're going to stand by it and make sure you're happy before, during, and after the sale? That's what they do. Ben Quattrone is a fabulous staff. No pressure. They'll work you the deal. They'll get it done. And they got all the lines you're talking about, all the Hondas, all the BMWs. You need to test drive a Beamer. And they got all the pre-owned. They got tons. What are you looking for? They got it. They got that. Stop by off Neil at Burwash in Savoy or go online, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Honda BMW off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Tuesdays, we gather with Dr. Todd Likens, who's not feeling up to par today. I actually saw one of your guys yesterday, and he said, even Dr. Todd's sick. So I heard about it on the streets, Todd's.
Oh, that's bad if the word's out that I'm out.
Well, what the heck? Here's the tough part about what he does, mm-hmm. is that doggy.
Who's that next?
He, exactly. And listen, I'm off the air at 9. If you want me to play junior vet, I'll come out. I'll say, yeah, let me take a look at that. Oh, I can't touch that one. That'll be Todd. Listen, take an aspirin, call me in the morning, and we'll be okay.
Hey, I'm proud of my guys to get the place going. I actually missed a day of work, or I missed a Saturday, and that's just so unusual for me to miss work.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you had strep. Are you getting over strep?
Well, here's the deal. I started out the week with the root canal, which at the same time I felt a little weird going in, but then I had this hugely swollen, ulcerated tonsil.
Oh.
I couldn't swallow. I could only sip for 4 or 5 days, and now I've got laryngitis. So it just continues to roll.
We got to get you over the hump here, buddy. So I'll be happy to come in and say, hey, I like your dog. Let's have a look at it. I'm not touching those teeth.
Well, Bruce felt bad enough. He almost volunteered to come to work and do the show today.
Bruce could have done it. He could have done the show. Okay, well, basically we've talked fleas. You can take pills for those now. We've talked getting your dog wash. Walter's an amazing human. $20 to get a dog wash, nails clipped, mm-hmm. brushed out, the whole deal for $20. You sell Taste of the Wild dog food, cheapest in town, $39.99 right there at your store. That's at least $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 cheaper, and it's a fabulous food. I think one of the top three dog foods, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rated pretty high.
Yeah. Well, you just hang in there, my friend. People can connect with you in a variety of ways. They can call the main line, but you're getting your Facebook and website.
Yeah, probably the best way is to email me today because I can talk on my finger stock. And that's petprovet@gmail.
You hang in there, my friend.
All right, see you guys.
Talk to you soon. Dr. Todd, not feeling up to snuff.
PetProVet@gmail.
We all know about work and hurt. It's
mm-hmm,
tough.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it.
Yeah.
Every one of us out there. Just
every once in a while.
Sometimes you get up and got to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
I tell the story of when the kids were really young, and Nathaniel was 4, the triplets were babies. I tried to get up in the middle of the night to help Janet when it was the off hour where she wasn't breastfeeding, and supplement or carry or change diapers, whatever I did. But I knew two facts at 5 a.m., two facts. A, I didn't feel very good. B, I hadn't slept. C, nobody cared. So you go to work.
Yeah.
Get her done.
Yeah.
And so it was not good for people I was able to manage later because don't tell me you didn't sleep because neither did I.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard.
Is it a misery loves company thing? Or
it's just like you just push through it.
Exactly.
And kind of go. And so sleep is critical, absolutely critical for your life. You have to get it. If you don't, you can get sick. Your immune system can go down and all those things. So I get it. Sometimes it's hard to rest, and you have to play hurt sometimes in life, and I know all of you know that. Okay, 5 till, Jim Gaffigan coming Thursday night. Have not played a clip in this early stage, so I'm going to do this. Jim Gaffigan is a clean comedian, funnier than heck. I think he's wonderful. Thursday night at State Farm Center.
Finally, pasta sandwiches. And not just because it's fun watching a clinic. Domino's, they're doing the sandwiches because of the success of those Subway restaurants, right? Those Subway restaurants are everywhere. I got one backstage in my bathroom. Subway. That was a bit of a disappointment. Subway, right? You're like, hey, Subway, eat fresh. And then you bite in, you're like, that's a fresh. Not fresh at all. Even if you haven't been to Subway, you probably walked by and breathed in that bread exhaust they pump out. You're like, ah, the smell of bread that was just baked in a dirty dishwasher. I don't know if it's making me hungry or concerned for the ozone. But I go to Subway, you know, and not just because it's fun watching a clinically depressed person throw together your sandwich. They make it right in front of us. You'd think they'd do it with a little bit of flair. You want mayonnaise? Sure. I feel like I'm at Benihana. Can I get my picture with you?
I think he's funny. He makes me laugh. He's coming Thursday night, State Farm Center. All right, break for the news. Be right back. ESPN 93.5, 756. Looking for a place to host your company or...